Edinburgh's new arts district gains official state status. Texas border business. Edinburgh, Texas. In a major milestone for the Rio Grande Valley, the Texas Commission on the Arts, TCA, has officially approved the designation of the new Edinburgh Arts District. Edinburgh joins three other Texas communities, Brownsville, Mitty Cultural District, Galveston, and Lufkin, in receiving the state distinction, bringing the total number of cultural districts in Texas to 61. Official designation by the TCA identifies marketable tourism zones that leverage local arts and heritage to stimulate economic development, boost civic pride, and attract regional, national, and international visitors. The status also unlocks eligibility for qualifying local arts organizations to apply for significant state cultural district project grant funding. Positioned along the Interstate 69 trade corridor, the newly designated Edinburgh Arts District anchors a vibrant community shaped by its proximity to the U.S.-Mexico border and a rich tapestry of shared history, traditions, and public art. At the heart of the district sits the state-of-the-art Edinburgh Arts, Culture and Events, ACE, Center, which houses classrooms, a dance studio, gallery spaces, and a ballroom for local classes, performances, and community gatherings. Receiving the state designation for our cultural district is a testament to what happens when an entire city rallies around creativity, heritage, and civic pride. This milestone belongs to everyone who made it possible, from foundational partners like the Edinburgh Arts Foundation, UTRGV, and the Museum of South Texas History, to local downtown staples like Citrus Live and Sidebar, Edinburgh Library and Cultural Arts Director, Letty Lee said. Hand in hand, we are building a walkable, vibrant corridor that honors our roots while inspiring our future. The district is widely recognized for its robust year-round event schedule that draws crowds from across South Texas. Signature offerings include the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley's Festival of International Books and Art, alongside popular city-led celebrations like the Edinburgh UFO Festival, Frida Fest, the South Texas International Film Festival, and the Los Muertos Bailon. Day of the Dead Festival. This designation is a proud moment for our city and a testament to the incredible creativity and rich history that define Edinburgh, said Magdiel Castle, Edinburgh Cultural Arts Assistant Director. It validates the hard work we've put into making the arts a centerpiece of our community's identity and economic growth, while opening new doors to expand our programming and support local artists. To mark the momentous occasion, the City of Edinburgh will host an official celebration in October 2026, with representatives from the Texas Commission on the Arts present to deliver the formal state proclamation. We are pleased to highlight the wonderful work these cultural districts are already doing to attract visitors to their communities and to enhance the quality of life in our great state, said Gary Gibbs, Executive Director of TCA. Their applications provided extensive information on their qualifications and were considered through a highly rigorous review process. We congratulate them on this achievement. For full details on the Cultural District's designation program, visit arts.texas.gov/initiatives/cultural-districts.